At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production, available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you can save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com. Once again, it's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. GEICO.com.
All right, you guys, this is a very important announcement. I just got to try the new Bud Light Seltzer. Yes, that's right, Bud Light Seltzer. It's not a beer like you might think of when you hear Bud Light. It's a hard seltzer, and it is absolutely delicious. Perfect for if you don't like beer or if you're just in the mood for something new, maybe a little break from the old bottle of wine. So here's the deal. Bud Light Seltzer is 5% alcohol, 100 calories, and less than 1 gram of sugar. It's even gluten-free, so basically, it's your new favorite beverage. It's light, refreshing, with a hint of fruit flavor. I personally love it for when I'm doing a little day drinking, because it feels like you're just drinking a light, delicious beverage. And then you realize it's a little something-something in there. But really, it's great day and night. It's available in mango, black cherry, lemon lime, and my favorite, strawberry. I mean, they're all pretty great, but the strawberry is just out of this world, so I highly recommend giving this flavor a try ASAP. Bud Light Seltzer is unquestionably good. Pick up a variety pack and try it for yourself today.
Napa know-how.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/20.
Broadcasting live from the Mercedes Man Cave.
Top that, Chris.
This is Dan Patrick.
Hour two on this Monday, Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show, glad to have you on board. Looking forward to next week in Miami for the Super Bowl. Great guest list that you've come to expect. And we got some nice surprises for you next week. Pritzi's been working very hard on getting those great guests. Right, Todd?
Sure am.
Yep, this just in, Todd's been working really hard.
Efforting.
Yes.
A lot of effort.
Yes. Melissa Etheridge is going to join us coming up in an hour from now. Big Chiefs fan, great musician, and she's written a song. Do we know what the song is about? Is it Patrick Mahomes related, or is it Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl related? Do you know, Todd?
I don't. I said we were hoping for, expecting, because she had alluded to that a while back.
Okay.
That'll be something Mahomes / Chiefs related.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's going to be Chiefs related. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Todd.
I don't know how prevalent specifically about Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. The last time she was on, we were coming up with some lines for her, for Patrick Mahomes, so she could include that in a song.
The Ballad of Raheem Mostert, she's not going to be.
Did you correspond with her people?
I did.
Okay. But did you say, do you have a Chiefs song that you... Can you help me here?
I am under the impression that
why does it seem like you know nothing?
She has a Chiefs, because she has a Chiefs. I thought you were asking for like something specific about like exact lyrics or players that she's going to be referring to. It's going to be I think she has a Chiefs song, and okay. I'm sure Mahomes will be involved in it, but I don't know specifically who she's going to refer to within that.
Okay. All right.
I don't know if that clears that.
Thank you, Todd. No, it doesn't. It's all right. Yes, McLaughlin.
What if it's like a searing relationship song, like come to my window? Like, it's nothing to do with football. Did we specify?
Yeah, yes, I did. I said to Todd that we'd love to have her on if she has a Chiefs song.
Well, what rhymes with Mahomes? Is that an easy name to rhyme with? Like Frank Clark, Aardvark, you can do something there, but Mahomes, what rhymes with that?
I'll be Mahomes soon. Isn't that one of the lines from her song?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
I'll be Mahomes.
No.
Try to sneak that in.
Yeah, I know you did.
A lot of like folk country people like to use the word aardvark in songs.
When's the last time aardvark has been used in a song?
Checking.
Right. By a kids band, like, yeah, there's Tyron, a kids band called Aardvarks.
Tyron Matthew, got to go to the bathroom, you know, feel it, work it out.
No, that's not close? I don't think so.
Bathroom, help me out, Seton.
That was Fritzy-esque right there.
Matthew.
That was too much fun.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to leave you out on that island.
Matthew, bathroom.
Yeah.
Like Eminem, you kind of working it a little.
Right.
Eminem can twist words, lyrics, like nobody else. Like, you go, he just made that rhyme.
Hit by Matthew, got to go to the bathroom.
No.
You got something. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, see.
I'm into it. I'm loving it.
Didn't Eminem, he could do orange.
He said orange door hinge when he was on 60 Minutes, I think. He said,
didn't they ask him? Okay.
Because they said you can't rhyme anything with the word orange. He's like, sure you can.
Yeah. He just makes those words longer.
He just goes door hinge.
Yes, McLaughlin.
Frank Clark's going to sniff out the fake punt like an aardvark.
Okay.
All right, let's move on here. Got a poll question, McLovin, right?
Sure do, not to save the day.
What are you doing?
We could decide. You guys kept going back and forth. Do you want to keep Derrick Henry or Ryan Tannehill?
Okay.
Or who goes back to the Super Bowl next, the Titans or the Packers? Let's do Henry.
That was spicy. That was spicy. Who gets back to the Super Bowl first? It feels like people are piling on Aaron Rodgers today.
They were. I know they're 13-3. That's pretty good.
I think that they were too good during the regular season. Their record was too good, therefore the expectation. If they were 10-6, then maybe people don't react this way. Like all of a sudden, you know, Aaron Rodgers is overrated or he won't get back to a Super Bowl. I don't know. Feels like they're really close, and it feels like if you add maybe a better tight end and you have a dangerous wide receiver, another receiver that complements Devontae Adams, okay. And that defense stays intact. You got a good running back. Yeah, McLovin.
I heard someone say last night, like, he wouldn't be surprised if the Chiefs and the Niners were back there next year because they're so talented. But everyone gets caught up in the moment of thinking these four teams are going to be back when it's never, ever that way. Like, who were the Niners last year? You know, the Chiefs were good last year, but generally, like, there's huge turnover. The odds are, like, one of these four teams will be back.
All right. We'll come up with a poll question. Phone calls, you're welcome. Best and worst of the weekend. Kellen in Indianapolis joins us. Best and worst, Kellen.
Hey, Dan, but Dana. Hey, 5'10", and OK 180. Best of the weekend. Purdue's very own Raheem running for 4 touchdowns against the Pack.
Yeah.
Worst of the weekend. I went to Purdue for the weekend and had a friend dog sit at my apartment, and I came back, and my apartment was trashed, and my dog pooped on my floor 3 times.
Well, where was the friend?
Well, he was there, I think.
Oh, boy.
Doesn't seem like he was.
No. Feels like you might have just left the dog by himself there. Your former friend.
Not too good. Very, very upset.
Yeah, I can understand it. Thank you, Kevin. Just got a tweet. Fritzy's playing like Aaron Rodgers today, not showing up.
Wow.
I know. What is
that's kind of hard.
I don't understand this.
Everybody, I didn't offer a specific detail about Melissa Etheridge's song. This guy's ripping me.
Well, it just felt like you were kind of lost on the topic, and you had specific direction to go and ask her if she could come up with a song. That's all.
I did. I was getting very vague, elusive responses.
Yeah.
Not trying to throw publicists under the bus on national radio.
Okay, but she does have a – the reason why we're having her on
yes,
is
– I fully expect
okay.
there will be some kind of song.
Okay, that's all. That's all. That's all I wanted to know, Todd. Thank you, Todd. J.D. in Tulsa joins us. Hi, J.D.
Hey, Dan. Best and worst of the weekend. I'm going to go start with, well, first of all, full disclosure, I'm a diehard Chiefs fan. It was great to watch him orchestrate the best play in Arrowhead. It's probably not in the top 20 of all time, though, sadly, while holding Henry to 69 yards. Worst was, and I hate to pile on, but it was watching Rodgers pout on the sidelines. He always seems to be pouting when they're losing. He never looks like a leader over there getting his team riled up.
All right. So, thank you, J.D. Why is it Rodgers seemed like a good leader when they were going 13-3? Like nobody – remember that was the storyline the previous year? Oh, you got a former teammate saying he's not a good leader. And then they're winning, and then nobody said anything about that. Now all of a sudden he's back to – yes, Todd?
Because you see that passion from Mahomes when they were down 24-0 and he's yelling at his players and – but, you know, looking at that and saying, look, come on, guys, we're still in this, you know, one play at a time. And you didn't, you don't, they have different personalities, but you hope to see that in Rodgers on the bench instead of kind of looking like he's sulking and already, like, I guess we're looking ahead to next year at this point.
Now, what do you think, just by yelling at your teammates, how would that have helped stop Raheem Mostert? That, like, people go, oh, that's right, Aaron was yelling at us.
Probably not, but public perception when the cameras are around, we got all excited. Look at that leader, Patrick Mahomes. Look, and he's firing them up, and all of a sudden they start scoring like crazy.
Yeah, but I've been around guys who do, like, fake hustle, you know, that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's just not Rodgers' personality. Did Peyton Manning do this? How many times did you look over and Peyton looked like he was pouting? Right?
Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, do you want Phillip Rivers? And okay, so he's firing you up, and that's great. What's he done? Hey, but I was firing him up. Okay. That's just not Aaron Rodgers' personality. Now, there's other parts of him where, you know, these other quarterbacks would go, well, okay, I might not have that kind of personality, but I certainly would take those, you know, character traits that he has, those abilities that he has. I mean, Tom Brady does it. Joe Montana didn't do it. They're both two of the great quarterbacks of all time. So I don't put much... I'm surprised at the anger here towards Aaron Rodgers today. Like, he just let so many people down. Yeah, Paul.
And, you know, quarterback behavior critique is based on the result. If Aaron Rodgers somehow pulled out that game and got the comeback, they'd be like, look at how cool he was on the sidelines. Never lost his cool. Never started pouting and doing stuff. He's even keeled the whole game. That your result dictates the criticism of your behavior.
Yes, Eden.
This is kind of right on trend, though, for the way the playoffs have been going, because as soon as Lamar Jackson lost, they were like, see, told you, overrated.
Yeah.
Guy just had one of the most amazing seasons ever. Loses one playoff, told you, never win with the guy. It's kind of the way that people have been reacting to quarterbacks this year.
What if these two games had the opposite result yesterday, that the Titans and Packers are going to the Super Bowl?
Most talented quarterback to ever play the position.
But then you would have – so who would be getting criticized?
I think Garoppolo would get some heat. Like, everyone else did their job, and you couldn't pull off a victory when we needed you, assuming that the 49ers lost.
But then you'd also be getting, oh, Mahomes and that wide-open offense. You can't win a big game with that kind of style. Yeah, McLovin.
A lot of Philly fans say Andy Reid can't win the big one.
Ooh, that would be true. Andy Reid has got a Hall of Fame jacket based on this game coming up in Miami. If Andy Reid wins this Super Bowl, he's going to the Hall of Fame. Now, he might still be, because he went to all those conference title games with the Eagles, and he went to one Super Bowl. But if he wins this game, he's going to the Hall of Fame. No doubt. He'd go to the Hall of Fame. So that's really important. And for Kyle Shanahan to go from losing a 28-3 lead as offensive coordinator and now deciding to run the football, something he didn't do when he was with the Falcons, that would be a nice little turnaround there. And then you'd get Mike and Kyle winning Super Bowls. And never had that before. Yeah, Paul.
We were watching NFL Network yesterday, and they had a pregame feature on Andy Reid. And any feature on Andy Reid includes the punt, pass, and kick video. And as soon as I saw it up on the screen, the volume was off. I was at a bar.
It just, you laugh.
And like, I could just picture McLovin and his daughter out there in a Brooklyn park redoing this thing verbatim.
Oh,
and I'm like,
man,
this is so gold.
How many retweets did you get on that?
With Instagram, like over a million.
It was so well done. When you came in with that.
The little kid makes the video.
Oh, yeah. The fact that your daughter is there and you know, she's so small. And then here you are, 6'4", and, you know, the biggest guy in the room, just like Andy Reid was when he was in that punt, pass, and kick competition.
There are a few Andy Reid things going around. There was also a clip from him from 2014 dabbing after a win that people still make fun of. Remember that clip where he's dabbing?
No.
He's just like a goofy, or there's baby Andy Reid, there's Andy Reid impersonator. Yeah,
the baby Andy Reid is pretty good. That's funny. But he'll go to the Hall of Fame. He might go for going to the Super Bowl twice. Yeah, McLean.
If it had been the other teams, there would have been a lot of hunky coach talk. Because my wife was interested. Who's that coach of the Packers?
Oh,
Matt LaFleur.
Yeah.
Matt LaFleur is a babe, is the word on the street. I don't know what kind of coach he is. No, that's what a friend told me. Like, there was a lot of good-looking coach talk.
Let's see. I got a tweet. What would Fritzy say if Philip Rivers signs with the Broncos?
Wow. I like Philip Rivers, the person, and he's been a great guest on the show. I just don't like, you know, the antics and the whining and stuff when things start going.
But he
sideways.
He's engaged on the sidelines.
He's very passionate.
He fires up his team.
But I do love when.
You want that?
I love when the Broncos over the years have caused him angst and seeing him crying to the officials and losing his mind as things are going badly for them.
But I thought you liked a quarterback who's engaged and fired up and inspiring his
team. I do. I love the emotion. But like you said, it's the results. And, you know, okay. show me your rings and then we can talk.
Mahomes doesn't have any rings.
He's Rodgers
has one.
No less than two.
Okay, Rodgers has one.
He should have more than one. A lot of people could blame Mike McCarthy, but everyone thinks he should have at least two by now.
Jared in Colorado joins us. Hey, Jared, welcome to the program.
Dan, it's a glorious day out here in Colorado. It's a mild 21 degrees.
Nice.
Thor the Golden Retriever still has his Niners gear on. We went to the bar last night. I was significantly outnumbered, so I went home. I got my graveyard of Niner jerseys and made all my friends wear them. It was pretty awesome. So obviously, best of the weekend was the Niners winning, but the worst has got to be the arguments for Rodgers being the GOAT still. I mean, he's 0-3 against the Niners in the playoffs, including a divisional game in Lambeau. He's got a slightly above 500 playoff record.
I don't know who calls him the GOAT, Jared. And he's always called the most talented quarterback. That's it. He can do the most things. He can do it effortlessly. But I don't know who is saying that Aaron Rodgers is in the conversation as greatest quarterback of all time.
But I think it's mostly Packer fans, but I hear it all the time. I mean, and he's also been the benefit of a NFC North division that historically is just not very good.
Yeah, but so is Brady, and nobody's, you know, come on. Brady has been in a division that has been inept, anemic.
I think the talent is obviously there. He's awesome. But, I mean, is he just not good enough to do the things that the Packers and everybody else thinks or expects him to do?
All right. Well, thank you, Jared. He didn't play deep. Would you check? Did Rodgers play defense yesterday? Checking?
Well, he did have to tackle after one of those interceptions.
Oh, man. I'm the only one sticking up for Aaron Rodgers today. Yeah, McClellan.
So people don't say he's the GOAT, but they say he's the most talented. That's like what all the analysts always say.
Yes. And that's the reason why that there's this vitriol with Aaron Rodgers today. It's like, oh, most talented of all time. Okay. There are guys who are great athletes, and they could be extremely talented. That doesn't mean they're the greatest of all time. There's a lot of, you know, really gifted athletes. But, you know, they may not have the body. You know, Tom Brady's not a great athlete. You know, there's nothing that he does where you go, oh, my God. Like, nobody else can do that. He just plays the position brilliantly. But Aaron Rodgers can run better. He's more nimble, got a better arm, can throw it in a variety of ways, got touch, and like all of those things. So at that position, you can have all the talent. But if you said, okay, we're going to switch and Brady's going to be on the Packers and Rodgers is going to be on the Patriots, now what are we talking about? You're not talking about Tom Brady. Yes, he.
Part of the problem is that Aaron Rodgers has already been replaced by somebody else.
Mahomes?
I mean, Patrick Mahomes is doing what Aaron Rodgers used to do. Now there's just another guy doing it, and he didn't get the amount of rings that we thought he would have by now.
Yeah.
So that's, I think people are sort of going after him a little bit.
But is it on us because the media is the one that christened him, anointed him? He wasn't the greatest quarterback. He was always the most talented quarterback.
Well, that's why we can't just
constantly remind it.
We have to be a little more creative than to use rings as a measure of greatness, guys.
Yeah, that's not fair. That's not fair to us talented people.
It's not my fault I had crappy teammates and a bad coach.
Yeah, it's like me, you know, with Emmys. You know, I might be more talented than Bob Costas all around. And he won all of those. And he's the GOAT. Yes, McLovin.
One thing about Aaron Rodgers, he has the worst agent for such a great quarterback, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, at least we didn't get that Mahomes.
I thought if that happens, then Fox does a feature on the State Farm agent.
That's the biggest loss of yesterday, the State Farm, what they could have done for 2 weeks.
And then do you have Mahomes and Rodgers shoot a commercial? Do you still do that with Mahomes saying, I'm going to the Super Bowl, and then Aaron is not? Like, how do you do that? Can you do that and have some fun? Too soon?
No. Like, if you're Aaron Rodgers' actual agent, and you call Aaron today, hey, A-Rodge, State Farm wants to shoot an ad real quick on Wednesday morning. They got to get it in the can. They'll pay extra for it, blah, 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 blah.
He can't make fun of it, right?
Aaron Rodgers can't?
No, he can't, right? Not now. Because
no.
If you're a Packer fan, you want him to be angry and sad. You don't want him out making fun of it. Remember when Brady was, when he got suspended, didn't he do that commercial with the Super Bowl rings where he went to, did he go to the bank, a safety deposit box?
Yeah.
And he was putting his rings in there or something? And he made fun of his situation there. All right, we'll take a break. 19 after the hour, more of your phone calls coming up. This is the Dan Patrick Show.
Hey, it's Paulie Papps from the Dan Patrick Show. We've got an awesome podcast to tell you about today. It's the Big Podcast with Shaq. Of course it's big. Tune in every week as Shaq and his crew cover sports, entertainment, and a lot more with Shaq. That's the only way the Diesel does it. The show is full of laughs and amazing stories. Stay tuned to the end of this episode for a great clip from the Big Podcast with Shaq. Then be sure to subscribe on Podcast One, Apple Podcasts, and many other podcast listening apps so you don't miss an episode.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Go to rockauto.com, all the parts your car or truck will ever need. Rockauto.com, a family business founded by automotive engineers back in 1999. Two goals in mind. Want to give you direct access to all the parts that are hidden in the computers and catalogs behind the parts store counter. Basically, what they're doing is taking out the middleman. You go directly to rockauto.com. They do all the work for you. So you don't waste time or money hunting for the parts, phoning, driving, waiting in lines, and it's delivered right to you. And a lot of these parts that were maybe dealer only are no longer available. Check with rockauto.com. And make sure you tell them we sent you all the parts your car or truck will ever need at rockauto.com. Something seemed like it was missing this weekend in the NFL. And it was great to see Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers play, but we're so used to seeing Tom Brady and the Patriots. And maybe you're happy that they weren't there. You know, they lost in the wild card, and Tom decided to go to the Conor McGregor fight on Saturday. And then there was a picture with Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders, and people wondering, would Tom consider the Raiders in moving to Vegas? But Brady said that he's open-minded. He did an interview with Jim Gray on Westwood One. But it seems weird to have Brady in another uniform. I mean, there are just certain players that you just don't see them wearing another uniform, other colors. But Joe Montana, Johnny Unitas, Brett Favre, Peyton Manning, they all ended their careers with different teams. We'll see if Brady actually does hit the market. And if it does, one thing's for sure, the NFL is not going to let go of that news cycle anytime soon on the possibility, the speculation of where Tom Brady could end up. He's going to be a free agent. If it's true that he was embarrassed by his salary, I think he made $23 million. He's always given the team a discount when it comes to signing. You know, Michael Jordan did that for a good portion of his career. I think one year he might have been the fifth highest paid Chicago Bull. And then it got, you know, towards the end of his career with the Bulls, and he said, no, this time you're going to pay up. And I think he made $28 million one year, which was astronomical, but he was actually underpaid. You know, there's certain players that are underpaid because LeBron has been underpaid because of what he means for the game. And Michael Jordan certainly was underpaid. Tom Brady with what he means for the NFL and the Patriots. But can I see him in another uniform? Yes. I'm just curious what kind of situation that he would go into and what kind of situation an owner or a coach or both would want Tom Brady. Like, what's the perfect scenario for him? And what's the perfect scenario for an owner and a coach to bring him in? You know, does Tennessee look at this and go, we could have Ryan Tannehill for 2 more years, or we could have Tom Brady for 2 years? Brady's going to cost you more, but you get Tom Brady. Yeah, Paul.
You know, the name you mentioned last hour, Seat and I both looked at each other. You said Eli Manning and the Titans. Let's say Ryan Tannehill became too expensive. You weren't convinced. Mm-hmm. You didn't want to max him out. Eli Manning is a short-term non-maxed out solution. Eli Manning's not going to be able to demand $25 million a year, I don't think, for 2 years. I wouldn't think so. And with that team around him, he might be able to advance that team, even in his age years. I'm just saying, if you're looking at all quarterback options on the table and you're the Titans, that's one I would look as a backup plan if Ryan Tannehill doesn't work out financially.
Doesn't it feel like the Titans were that Cinderella team in March Madness? Like, you like them. There was an entertaining storyline, but then you're happy they lost because you didn't want that. Like Loyola Chicago, where you go, man, that's a cute story. And then they get to a point where you go, okay, that's enough. We've enjoyed your stay. Now we need to have the great teams. But now we have to have two, you know, great teams playing for the Super Bowl. But they were up 10. You know, it's 17-7. And I thought, Tennessee has the Chiefs exactly where they want them. Now they can go after Mahomes and they can run the football. And all of a sudden, things changed quickly. Yes, McLovin.
It's like that, the best joke of the postseason. If the Texans and the Titans had played on the championship game, they would have moved it to Thursday night.
Yes.
It just feels, you're right, the Titans, people don't want the Titans there.
I think that they were impressed by Derrick Henry. And you know, Vrabel took chances. He goes for it on fourth down. You had a tackle-eligible catch a touchdown yesterday. There were some fun things that they did. Mariota comes in and runs a couple plays. You know, so they were fun. But then I think, just like March Madness with that Cinderella team, you're like, okay, that's enough here. Oh, they're going to the Elite Eight. Oh, no, Final Four. Oh, Butler's going to play for the national championship. You know, it felt like that NFL fans entertained to a certain point, and then you go, okay, we want to make sure if we're going to talk about Super Bowl that we're not, you know. The only story is Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry. Yeah, McLovin.
Do you think there's any drop-off from the Packers to the 49ers? Or would the Packers have been a more juicy matchup?
Yeah.
But Niners aren't that bad, are they?
You know, it becomes a quarterback talked about game. You know, that's who's matched up. Now, you do have a great franchise, and they have, what, 5 Super Bowls? You know, if you get Rice and Montana, I don't know. I mean, Richard Sherman will be entertaining there. Kyle Shanahan gets to revisit 28-3. You know, you got a running back that nobody heard of that now gets a little bit of publicity. Jimmy G can talk about the experience of going to a Super Bowl, a couple of Super Bowls with the Patriots. George Kittle will be a star, you know, on Media Day. But I don't know. Rodgers against Mahomes would have been the present and the future, or the past and the future, whatever. But that would have been a far more entertaining because, you know, the Packers, obviously, with their legacy, and you'd have a matchup of the two teams in Super Bowl I. No, that, to me, would have more juice there. A couple of phone calls, then we'll give you our best and worst of the weekend. Dan in Chicago. Hey, Dan, what do you have for me today?
Hey, DP, to start with the best and worst, the best is Larry David and Curb Your Enthusiasm being back. Worst of the weekend is my fiance's team's lost, St. Louis University Billikens, in an OT heartbreaker on Friday to your Dayton Flyers. And then just kind of going back to Aaron Rodgers, I think some of the criticism is justified. Some of it isn't. You've said in the past that the expectations placed on Rodgers by the media and the fans has been way too much. And I hear that at the same time with the amount of opportunities that he's had, with how technically sound, I'm trying to use another word than, you know, talented, but he's, you know, very technically sound. It just kind of makes you wonder why not. Like, when he threw that bomb to Rodgers yesterday, 65 yards, as a Bears fan, like, I just kind of shriveled up. I was like, oh, no, I think he might do it. He's just been given way too many chances, and I think the Packers are just kind of sick of his attitude.
Well, I don't think anybody had a problem, thank you, Dan, with his attitude during the season. I mean, 3 days ago, did anybody have a problem? I don't know. It's weird how polarizing Rodgers is to people. And it surprises me. But I think it's just, maybe there's a smugness about him that bothers people, or I know I'm great, or whatever it is. It just feels like Rodgers doesn't do well at hiding how he feels or what he thinks. He doesn't. And I think that bothers people. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, and he's the polar opposite in every way of the last quarterback, Brett Favre. Tough guy, you know, tough guy from the South, you know, Chaw, all that kind of stuff. Aaron Rodgers is completely different. His background, his demeanor, how he deals with the media. You know, Brett Favre, people fawned all over him. You know, he was the toughest guy in the world. Aaron Rodgers is just as tough, but it's a different style.
Yeah, Todd.
And, you know, he's not someone that's going to yell angrily, at least nothing I've ever really seen on camera at one of his players. He may be frustrated, but he seems more likely to kind of roll his eyes or make a kind of a face like, oh, here we go again, or that didn't work out, as opposed to screaming in someone's face like Tom Brady may do on a
game. Yeah, but, you know, then Brady yells at teammates. Brady yells at his assistant coaches. Like, how much fire and passion do you want there? I just want you to perform. That's all. I don't care. I mean, I could cheer like nobody's business when I sat on the bench in college. It didn't mean I was a good player. Didn't mean I was a good teammate. I wanted the coach to see that I was engaged, and then maybe he'd go, hey, why don't you go in there for the last minute of this blowout? You know, Rodgers, this is who he is. You know? I think that we were trying to come up with a different way to describe Rodgers, because he could never be as great as Brady, because Brady had all those Super Bowl rings. But we came up with a sort of a unique description of him, the most talented quarterback to ever play. All right. It's like having the best golf swing, but you don't win. And there are guys who have far better golf swings than Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods. Far better. But they didn't win. It's, you know, nobody's described as having the best swing ever. You know, where you're trying to describe them, you know, they may have one major. Hey, best golf swing of all time. And then immediately you go, well, how many majors? How many tournaments you win? When you're the most talented quarterback of all time, and then somebody goes, how many Super Bowls? I got one. Yeah, Todd.
Mike Trout's dealing with that, lost in Anaheim. All these tools and one of the greatest ever, but, you know, he is what he is and nothing more than that until he finds a team that he's going to get a ring or more.
Let's say he doesn't have a ring, but he's got all those MVPs. Would you rather have Mike Trout's career or Aaron Rodgers' career? I mean, Rodgers he's won a Super Bowl, right? He's won one. Mike Trout, you know, he's been in one postseason. He played in three postseason games. And I know the quarterbacks get more blame and more credit, and they have the ball in their hands, you know, all the time, every play on offense. But I'm surprised at the hatred towards Aaron Rodgers today. Yes.
It's like that, and Paul actually had it as one of his poll suggestions. Dan Marino's career versus Aaron Rodgers? If Aaron doesn't get to another Super Bowl, doesn't get another ring, you know, do you want to be Dan Marino or Aaron Rodgers when you think of the best quarterbacks ever?
Dan Marino changed the position. And then it feels like the next person to change the position was Peyton Manning. And now we're looking at either Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes. It could be changing the position again. But Marino changed the position. It was just, there was Dan Marino, and then there was everybody else. And then Peyton came along, and then he changed the position as well. But, you know, Marino still hears, yeah, didn't win a Super Bowl. He jokes about it every time he comes on at Super Bowl. He'll joke about it. Yeah, see.
That would drive me crazy. That would drive me nuts. Yeah. My whole life I had to get the same question every single year.
Yeah. Carl Malone. Charles Barkley. Do actors get that where they, you know, haven't won an Academy Award? I don't know if somebody says, and joining us now is Jimmy Lipper, wonderful career, never won an Academy Award.
Well, Scorsese was famous for not winning.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
Imagine you're a guy like Dan Marino and Super Bowl week, you're going around and people ask you your pictures and autographs. You decide to go on like a sports radio TV show and some tall, skinny Ivy League blogger tries to take a shot at you for not winning a Super Bowl.
Who are you going to try to take down this Super Bowl week, McLovin?
I was actually just going over the list, and there are not a lot of arms that scare me on there. There's soft throwing Gardner Minshew.
Russell Wilson Jr. III.
See, Russ is too nice to hurt anybody, I think.
Yeah, but you still have to do it.
No, I'm just saying, like, yeah, I'm not scared. Like, there's nobody, there weren't very many arms yet that
scared me. Do you do this to Russell Wilson Jr. III?
Do what?
Do you say, hey, I'm going to be Malcolm Butler, and I want you to...
Oh, no.
What? I just want to know, to what level are you going to stoop to make fun of these quarterbacks?
Could you imagine if everywhere Russell Wilson went, like if somebody did a commercial where he's just going through his day and he's at like the supermarket and he goes to grab something and somebody cuts in real quick and grabs it first? Or like he's going to get a parking space and somebody cuts in real quick to get it first.
And then you get Malcolm Butler to actually be in the commercial.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love it.
Isn't that like 7 years ago and I think it's still too soon?
Can you imagine that?
Oh.
Or wherever he goes, he thinks he sees Malcolm Butler.
And then Marshawn Lynch standing behind him doing nothing.
Yeah, Marshawn with his hands like, what?
Is he eating Skittles?
Yeah.
See, now Russell Wilson's going to throw it at him. But as I recall, he threw a really catchable ball to Butler. So it's like,
Wow.
I don't want to talk about our guest list, but there's one guy I'm wondering about.
What do you mean?
Whether we'll get him on the show. Guess who I'm thinking about?
Kyler Murray.
Yeah. He seems to have a great year. Like, I don't know. I feel like we propelled him into stardom. And
have we asked for Kyler Murray?
We have. I have not heard back just yet. Maybe he'll come by just to honor Gatorade.
I have not heard back yet.
Doesn't it? He owes me one, right?
Like, he owes you a full sentence since I'm on the air or something.
Dan Ed said, hey, would you want to have Kyler Murray on? I go, yeah, I'd have him on. But I wanted to have him on last year.
It doesn't really count as an appearance.
And he was throwing the football, and it felt like he was, okay, he's going to have a little bit of fun. At first, he didn't want to throw. And I said, come on, everybody's thrown. And I went, this isn't a good sign. Yeah, Paulie.
What if Kyler Murray joins us on the show, and as we're coming back from break, Dan, before you even crack your mic, he goes, and Dan, I'm planning on playing football. Like he just had a longest pause in sports media history.
It's funny.
If he just says, I'm only here to talk about Gatorade.
Qualcomm.
Yeah. Then I think I need that.
Dramatic pause.
I think it would be good TV for the reunion.
You got to be excited to have Larry Fitzgerald back, huh?
Yeah. Hey. Hey.
And we're not saying we didn't like
it. Hey.
Remember he threw the ball around with McLovin? He was having fun with us, but then I thought. He was having fun.
I thought so.
But then he got put in a position where I don't think he wanted to lie to you, and then he just kind of froze up.
Yes, McLovin.
Have you ever seen anyone throw that fast so quickly, though, as he did?
That had some – remember when we saw the scout who said they questioned his arm strength? And I went, wow. You can question his size, not his arm strength.
I mean, did you even really see the ball? I didn't even see it. It was like a blur.
That was – I was going to use that word, blur. He He got rid of it quick, and it had steam on it. And then when they were talking about his arm strength, I said he was going to play baseball. All right, we'll take a break here. When we come back, more best and worst of the weekend, and we'll give you ours as well. I got an interesting stat for everybody who's been piling on Aaron Rodgers. I have that for you coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show.
If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business. That is what NetSuite by Oracle is set out to solve, because most companies don't have a clear picture of their finances, and that's why many businesses fail. The question for any business owner out there is, are you confident that you've got the right numbers at your fingertips? Now, I've never run a business, but, you know, we work on kind of a small business here, and we all make sure Dan has all the information he needs. It's huge. Now, serious entrepreneurs and finance teams run on NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite offers a full picture of all your finances all in one place, in real time, right from your phone or your desktop. Schedule your free demo right now and receive their free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/Patrick. Set up your free demo and get your free guide today at netsuite.com/Patrick. Again, that's netsuite.com/Patrick. You got to have all the information right in front of you. Go to netsuite.com/Patrick.
Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at podcastone.com. Clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now, back to the show.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, Strawberry Banana and Tropical Burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
We will give you our best and worst of the weekend coming up in a moment. Had some tweets. Look at Aaron Rodgers' losses in the playoffs and tell me how many points the defense gave up. It's not Rodgers. Well, I got some information here. Did a little research. Aaron Rodgers has lost 8 playoff games. In those 8 losses, the defense gave up 45, 37, 45, 44, 37. And then they also lost when he led a game-tying drive, but never got the ball back. Led a game-tying drive, never got the ball back again. And then one more time in one more game, one more loss. Led a game-tying drive, never got the ball again. Those are his 8 losses. 45, 37, 45, 44, 37 is what the defense gave up. The great Melissa Etheridge, who will join us coming up next hour. She's got her Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl song she will debut. By the way, that email was sent in by Danica Patrick on the Packers. No, it's not. Although I did have somebody say, this is Bo in Toledo. With all the trash Rodgers talked over the last 2 years, including throwing coaches under the bus to the point they got fired, should we really be surprised fans are trashing Mr. Danica Patrick? All right, best and worst. Todd?
All right, I went off the board with some college hoops and NBA off of instead of Super Bowl stuff. I went with best of the weekend. Louisville takes down Duke Saturday at Cameron Indoor, handing Duke its second loss in a week. The Blue Devils have dropped consecutive games for the first time since falling to St. John's in North Carolina back in February of 2018. Worst of the weekend, Rockets shoot 12 of 37 from three-point range at home versus the Lakers Saturday night, including a 2-of-9 effort by Mr. Harden. Lakers win 124-115.
McLovin?
I'm going to start with the worst. Boyz II Men did a rousing national anthem before the game, wearing 3 Niners jerseys and yelling, "Go Niners." Boyz II Men, as in Philadelphia Motown connection.
Ooh.
What happened to my Boyz II Men? They're Niners fans?
Well, once they became men, they decided they were going to follow a better team.
Wow.
I think that's
wow.
what it is.
Yeah.
And when you're boys, when you're young, you're like, oh, I don't know. I guess we like the Eagles.
That's even worse that I know, as anyone's doing, I apologize, but Rob Lowe wearing the neutral NFL hat. At least he's kept it neutral.
Reno Lone Star. What is it? Like Reno 911 Lone Star? Is that what it is?
Yeah, 911 Lone Star.
Okay. Yeah.
Hot fireman on patrol.
Yeah, I know. There's all those CBS shows, and I've never watched any of them. I just don't. I can't. CSI, SUV, whatever it is. I have no Criminal Minds. None of that stuff. Seton, best and worst.
My best of the weekend was not spending the money for the Conor McGregor fight.
Conor McGregor.
That ended up being a good decision.
Yeah, you're never guaranteed anything. Normally with a fight, like a boxing match, you're usually guaranteed maybe 30 minutes of entertainment.
Right.
That one was pretty brief.
I was close. I was right there. And I was like, man, I don't know. I have my finger right on the button. And I'm like, I don't know. Should I do this? And I'm like, forget it. I'll just watch the highlights. And turns out you could just get all 40 seconds of it almost immediately right after. So that it worked out.
Yeah.
My other best of the weekend, I'm going to go away from Sports Extra, but I just started watching The Outsider.
Yeah.
With Jason Bateman.
Yes.
Holy moly,
yep.
dude.
Yeah.
It's an HBO.
Yes.
So I only saw the first episode. Holy moly.
So he's got Outsider and Ozarks simultaneously?
Yeah, I don't know when the Ozarks is coming back.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, I don't know when.
The Outsider
probably
is
next
dark.
This summer. Yeah, my wife is deep into The Outsider. She said, you should watch it. You like Jason Bateman. Don't watch it at night. And I go, like, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
She said it's really dark.
It's super dark.
Yeah. But got great reviews.
Yeah, it's tremendous.
Yes, McClellan.
But I just saw this the Ozark end of March coming back.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like it. Paulie, best and worst.
I'm going to go Rob Lowe for wearing the NFL generic hat. You know, he's got a new show, doesn't want to offend anybody, keep it right down the middle.
He's a Colts fan.
Right, but, you know, he doesn't want to, you know, go off the script.
Fly the colors of the Colts. Don't wear. Who wears an NFL hat?
Rob Lowe does, and he should double down. He should go to the Super Bowl and wear a Roger Goodell jersey.
Yeah, might
NFL
as well.
Hat.
Yeah.
Commish on the back. Also, best of the weekend, Jim Nantz, another great performance by Jim Nantz postgame. Travis Kelce went rogue and tried to grab the mic, and Jim Nantz wasn't having it, as they say.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what else, too? He gave a really great little shout-out to Joe Buck at the end of their broadcast and about how, you know, Joe Buck's father had done the previous time the Chiefs had won the Super Bowl, and he was able to it was only like 10 seconds long, but he was just able to tie together some history that was pretty special. That was, I don't know, it was just a really nice moment.
Mike in Wisconsin. Hey, Mike, what do you have?
Dan, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
511-180. So my worst of the weekend is yet another Wisconsin team deciding to rip my heart out after making me believe they could actually make it. I believe that Wisconsin sports teams are 2-10 in the 2000s in semifinal games.
Okay.
And my best of the weekend is that my NBA leading Milwaukee Bucks are 38-6 and don't have to rip my heart out until at least May. So I get 4 months of happiness before it's back in the factory of sadness.
Well, I hope you get a title there one day, Mike. Thank you. Good luck with that. I watched a lot of college basketball over the weekend, too. Not as much. I watched the Rockets and the Lakers. I was curious how that mess was going to unfold. Yes, McLeod.
Who was your guy this weekend who blew you away? Had 40 points.
Oh, Marcus Howard.
Yeah.
With Marquette? That was against Georgetown.
Isn't he like a seventh-year senior?
I think he's a senior. Maybe he's a junior. But he put up an easy 42 where you go, it doesn't look like he's gunning. Whereas James Harden looks like he's gunning. This kid was, like, great off the bounce, as we like to say, and not afraid. Big-time moment. More phone calls coming up.
As promised, here's a clip from the big podcast with Shaq.
Shaq threw down a $1,000 prize for the person who could provide the best Hassan Whiteside diss track.
It's unbelievable.
It happened at the very, very end of last week's show. The next one came in, from Mo at our
hey,
Gmail.
Mo.
I thought Mo crushed this one.
Okay.
So.
Ooh. It's tax day, get them, then I got them. Don't do it for the money, but it's about to get ugly. You out your league, buddy. You lame as Chris Humphries throwing rocks at the sun. You more like Chris Dudley. Now disrespect the chat. You subbing like a nation. You hating on the greatest. Left the heat, you couldn't take it. McCollum can't help him, and Damon can't save him. And before you got to Portland, we was already trailblazing. Is your Gatorade spike? Check this spin, hell raising. Doc and nurse said your game need resuscitation. Swear you make 7 foot look worth. Talking like a joker, you ain't even nervous, nah, but you a joke, and you be doing nervous, ain't the one to joke with, beef don't make us nervous, Hassan Whiteside, hops on the white side, your barbecue chicken, Diet Coke plus the two sides, day one, but it's.com, cause you only double back when the job not done, get a room for these guys, ain't no room for these guys, at the bottom of the barrel, talking about a top five, the most dominant, be honest, who more prominent, Kareem Wilton building his prime. Ain't stopping him. Ooh. If I'm lying, I'm flying. I ain't left the ground like a washed up center going for the rebound. Pat ain't want you round. Bo made you leave town. Now you ain't in no shack. You a damn clown. Look, I can't lie. You got a trash ass game, but I'm not surprised. You got ass in your name.
Shut it down.
Damn.
No more submissions.
Get his information. I got to send him a check.
It's over.
Five-hour energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Napa Know How.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount, so you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more, meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/20.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book
up. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.